And Mr. Andy Mossack is here. Some late night travelling in this COVID age in what we live. So basically he's in his house. So where in the world was Andy Mossack? And I haven't really mentioned him apart from a little nod at the start of the opus. But Andy Mossack is with us tonight. International man of mystery, roving traveller. So we're looking back on some of his greatest hits of travel from back when we could easily do it. So he's got two clues. I don't know where he is. I never get any real pre-warning about it, but the first clue on the way in a second. You've ever so good. You've helped me out for years. And I think now Andy's been about, 14 years? It's like 14 years he's been doing this feature. So, and you've never failed. So I don't think we will tonight. BBC. Coming up in a half hour tonight, your Friday fix. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? Now, as always, two clues to help track him down. I've no idea where he is myself. I'll give you one now, one just after 11, just after the news, and then Andy in a half hour. Your clue as follows. This city, founded by a Quaker in 1682, was once the second largest city in the British Empire after London, and it was meant to recreate an English country town. So there's clue number one. This city, founded by a Quaker in 1682, was once the second largest city in the British Empire after London and meant to recreate an English country town. What do you think? I mean, it could legitimately be anywhere. It might be the States. 81333RUSS if you can drop by and say hi and help me out. On Twitter, it's at Damedith Evans. Now, the full travel logs come in later, but only if we get this right. Where in the world was he? The sound of all the music you love. BBC. Away within the next 15 minutes, where in the world was Andy Mossack? Our weekly look back with our international man of mystery at some wonderful places that you and I can visit again in the world as soon as we're actually allowed. Now, we've had some solid leads off the first clue. Here is the second. I haven't seen this yet. Hopefully, it'll narrow it all down. If you think you can figure it out, by the way, drop me a line. Numbers in a second. This city's most popular tourist activity is to run up the 72 stone steps of the Museum of Art and hold your arms above your head when you reach the top. Most popular activity, run up the stone steps of the Museum of Art and hold up your hands when you reach the top. I reckon we might have just plumped if we weren't before. 0800 389 3333. It's a place I've always wanted to go. I'm fascinated to hear the, what to do when you get there. On Twitter, at Damedith Evans. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? Man himself in two ticks. More sit sounds when we come up next week. Now I believe we are ready and standing by. I thought normally we'd have the theme tune. There's a better one we can have. There we go. Had to be really. Off the strength of those two clues, without further ado, a very good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Adrian!
It's like he was here.
Yeah.
Mr. Andy Mossack, a very good evening to you, my friend. As you can possibly tell, we're going straight in for Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, bang on, yeah. What a city.
It had to be.
Yeah. It was, I've got to tell you, excuse me, if anybody, hasn't been to Philly before, I mean, I strongly recommend it. It's one of those cities where history is real in America. It's not often you can say that, is it, really?
That's the thing. I mean, I often say this to people, and it's a strange, I'm not being chippy when I say it either. It's like, there are loads. My local pub in where I live in my town is older than America. I mean, America is still an incredibly young country, but if you want to go for history and heritage, it's largely, it is the Eastern Seaboard, and it's mostly around Philadelphia.
Yeah, it is. And, because in America, they recreate all these historical sites, don't they? And it's very rare you get something so authentic. And, you know, Philly's historic district is real. I mean, it's not, you know, what is it, 18th century. And it's just real. You know, you've got all these wonderful places where real history happened. You know, it's just quite incredible, really, when you think about all that went on there, and all of the, you know, the Declaration of Independence, you know, the Liberty Bell and the Constitution. I mean, you know, this was the birth of a nation, and it happened in Philadelphia. Quite extraordinary, really. So, yeah, and a lot of people don't really understand the fact that it's only an hour away from New York. And New York is such a vast place, and it's got so many people going there, yet Philly kind of goes under the radar a little bit. And the good draw is, if you ever think about this, it's got tax-free shopping. So anyone who goes to Philadelphia, yep, you get tax-free shopping. So that's part of the Constitution of Pennsylvania, apparently. So, yeah, don't miss it, whatever you do. It was great. And I had such a – well, I've been a few times, but, you know, the last trip I went, I had two standout things that I must share with you because they were great.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Yeah, I was very lucky to be able to interview Gamble and Huff's son, you know, with the Sound of Philadelphia, the Philly Sound Studios.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had the old studios there, which, you know, at the time, remember, the TSOP was like, it was like the second most famous record label after Motown.
Yes, of
and,
course.
And Gamble and Huff, you know, they did these great tracks, Wake Up Everybody, you know, all those things, and Harold Melvin, and they knocked out some wonderful stuff, and it was Harold Melvin in the OJs, the Stylistics, Billy Paul, 3 Degrees, I think even Michael Jackson was signed to them at one time, and they do the tours of the studio, you know, it's really interesting, and places where they wrote all the music, and Kenny Gamble's son was very nice, and he personally took me around, and it was great, actually. It was, for me, it was kind of, well, you know, I was sort of like a little kid, you know, in a sweet shop, you know, it was fabulous. He said, you know, that piano over there, you know, that's where they wrote Me and Mrs. Jones, you know. I said, really? And it was great. And then the reason I was so kind of memorable for me was because a week after I left, it burnt down. So
no.
it's not there anymore. Yeah. So I was kind of thinking, wow, you know, I've got these pictures and everything else. So that was something. Yeah, that was something for me. They've got a shop, but you know, the actual studios, nah, not anymore. So
man,
that was a shame. Yeah. And then the other thing was a completely opposite to that, was probably the most terrifying place I've ever been to. And they've got this enormous prison called the Eastern State Penitentiary. And it's like a Gothic, well, it's just a horrible looking building right on the top of this hill. And the penitentiary is like, it was built in 1829, and Al Capone was incarcerated in there for a while. And you have this, it's a museum, and you can go round it during the day, but at night, sometime during the year, normally about 3 or 4 months in the summer, they turn it into this zombie kind of, you know, invasion.
Like a zombie experience in a Gothic abandoned prison.
Yeah, the Eastern State Penitentiary. It's called Terror Behind the Walls. And it's an hour you're in there, and they have actors in there, and the whole thing is done in darkness. It's the most terrifying thing I've ever been to. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So that was something else. That was something else. But
you look at actually within like the city itself in Philadelphia. I've only ever like stopped through it. I never had a chance to go and have a proper look around or experience the city in any way. I always want to do that because when I was younger I was such a nerd for the Rocky films, and they are the backdrop to those, and it's sort of those films are sort of steeped in the city, you know.
I just fancied
having a run down the docks, do you know what I mean, just to kind of recreate certain bits and run through the... but it's got, I mean, there's loads and loads of universities around there, there's masses of museums, there's enormous colleges. It's quite a hip town, really, isn't it? It's a working town, but it's also got loads of culture.
Yeah, it has. It's got so many museums. You're absolutely right. They've got the Franklin Institute Science Museum, the Rodin Museum of Art, which is amazing, the Academy of Natural Sciences, and Fairmont Park itself. They've got Fairmont Park, which is bigger than New York Central Park, and it's 215 miles of river views and leafy walks and really lovely kind of little colonial summer mansions in there. So that's a pretty cool place. And obviously the Rocky statue. You know, that Rocky statue has had more homes, I think, than a, well, I don't know what, but they've moved it around because, all the people at the Museum of Art were a bit stuffy, and they thought, what, move it, because everybody, thousands of people turn up outside our front door, but nobody comes in. So,
You
so
wouldn't,
they were
yeah.
really upset. Get rid of it. Anyway, it went, and then of course thousands of people didn't go there anymore. So eventually they changed their mind, and they said, actually, it's quite nice to have it there. So they moved it back. So it is back at the Museum of Art, and obviously everybody does the run up the 72 steps, which I did too. Everyone has to do it. It's
You have
great
to.
fun.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, unless you, if you want to recreate the film properly, you have to do it at about 4:30 in the morning in summertime. So you've got to do it. So it's, if you, because it's the only time you'll see it as quiet as that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but it's again rare that you could do something that's so identified with a movie, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
great.
That's
Did you ever
amazing.
have a cheesesteak though? Did you
No,
ever
now.
eat
This was going to be my, obviously, one of the questions I was going to ask you about this was, let's talk about food. And with, when it comes
Yeah.
to Philadelphia, a proper Philly cheese steak,
Gotta
this is
be
where
done.
it's at, right?
Yeah. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, I mean, a Philly cheesesteak is essentially half a baguette, which is like a soft panini roll. And then inside they put chopped beef, onions, and slap a load of provolone cheese all over it. It sounds very unhealthy, but it is absolutely delicious. And there are two famous cheesesteak restaurants in Philly. One is Pat's and one is Gino's, and they're opposite each other. And you can imagine, like they both say they have the oldest and the best, right?
Of
World
course they
famous,
do.
obviously. Yeah. So they have this kind of proud kind of battle. And Pat's and Gino's, they're still family owned, So you can imagine Gino, we got the best Philly here, and the other one on the other side of the Reese says, don't listen to him, I got the best one,
Have you eaten them both?
Of course,
Which
yeah,
one's
actually.
best?
Well, actually, there's another one called Zio's, which I like better.
Such a
So,
hipster.
yeah, I know. But that's pretty good. And they have pretzels there too, hot pretzels and mustard
Oh,
sauce.
mate.
That's another thing they have in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
I
But the
just,
one other
yeah.
thing, the last time I went there was to see the opening of the new museum, which was the American Revolution Museum. And the highlight of that was George Washington's field tent, which they recovered in someone's garage in America. Didn't even know it was there. And so
No.
they've got it now in this hermetically sealed glass sort of see-through box. But
Amazing.
his actual field tent. So for, obviously for Americans and George Washington, that's an amazing thing. So that's a highlight of the Revolution Museum. So it's pretty cool. But it's got great exhibits in there, and that's their latest thing. So it's a pretty cool place to go, I
I'd
must say. I
say.
really like Billy.
Yeah. You want to run up those 72 steps while eating a cheese steak? You're in the right
Indeed.
place. You want to do it. That's the true
Yeah.
experience. I
Yeah.
was looking around. I
Yeah.
was thinking it must have some funny twin towns. I mean, it doesn't really. It's got fairly standard twin towns, Philadelphia. Start with
Really?
Frankfurt. That's
Oh.
fairly Frankfurt, standard one. Also Florence in Italy. And
Okay.
if you want to get there, Tel Aviv in Israel.
Really?
There you have it. Tel Aviv and Philadelphia
Premium.
are official twin towns, and they have been
Well.
since 1966. So you can
Really?
have that. Yeah, they certainly have. An amazing setup. Philadelphia, it's another one on the list for me, Andy.
Yeah.
As soon as we're allowed and able, then there's
Yeah.
so many places on the to-do list, mate.
I know. It's great looking back on these actually, because it's better. It's almost like being there for me. is good. So thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Think of us as therapy, Andy. Think of us as therapy. Will you be with us next Friday night?
Well, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Excellent, my friend. You have a terrific week and we'll talk to you then. There he goes, Andy Mossack in Philadelphia.
Get your weekend sorted.